and welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, your weekly glance at Shocker Athletics. Each week, we give you a rapid-fire listen on events, promotions, and ticket deals. There's a trivia question and a Shocker history. This week's trivia question: which Shocker men's basketball player reached 1,000 points in the fewest amount of games? A. Xavier McDaniel, B. Landry Shamet, or C. Dave Stallworth? Stick around to the end for the answer. Shocker Baseball scrimmages Cowley County 1 p.m. Saturday at X Stadium. WSU will also play Nebraska, that's September 26th, and Kansas City, Kansas Community College on October 3rd. Those are at X Stadium, and then the Shocker Fall World Series to follow. Shocker Volleyball on the road again this weekend with three matches in Columbia, Missouri. WSU plays Florida Gulf Coast at 4 p.m. Friday. On Saturday, the Shockers faced Arkansas State at 10 a.m. and Missouri at 4 p.m. The match against Missouri is on the SEC Network Plus. Next home match for the Shockers, 6 p.m. September 15th versus the University of Kansas. That's a yellow-out game. T-shirts available for the first 300 fans. Shocker Madness gets basketball season started. That's 6:30 p.m. October 3rd. More information on the evening's festivities to come. Your trivia answer is C, Dave Stallworth. Stallworth reached the 1,000-point mark in 44 games, December of 1963. He is the fastest to that mark by 11 games, ahead of Cleo Littleton and Greg Carney. Dave Stallworth scored 1,936 points for his career, earned All-American honors, and his number 42 jersey is retired. This week in Shocker history: September 9th, 1978. The Shockers opened the football season with a 20-10 win over Oklahoma State at Cessna Stadium. Brian Hanning catches a 36-yard touchdown pass from Jim Andrus. Brian Kendall returns an interception 55 yards for a score in front of 30,518 fans. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at GoShockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at GoShockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.